The Myers nomination has caused an unprecedented rift between President Bush and some Christian evangelical leaders. In communities and churches outside Washington, though, it's a different story. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, many evangelical Christians still have faith in the president's judgment and view Harriet Myers as one of their own.
Jan LaRue, the chief counsel for Concerned Women for America, has always been a Bush team player. Her organization, which represents some 500,000 conservative evangelical women, has stood by the president through the Iraq War. They got on board with the nomination of John Roberts to be chief justice, even though he is not an evangelical. But they draw the line at Harriet Myers, who shares LaRue's born-again theology, but she says not the constitutional experience to be a powerful presence on the court.
Thus far, we haven't been working at all on behalf of this nominee, and many of our allied organizations have not as well. I mean, we're not saying that we're opposing it. We're just saying we cannot possibly do any heavy lifting for Ms. Myers until our questions are sufficiently answered.
Religious activists like Gary Bauer and Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council have said publicly that they cannot yet endorse this nominee. Even James Dobson of Focus on the Family endorsed her with a, quote, agonized heart. Those who have made a rousing endorsement, like televangelist Pat Robertson and Jay Sekulow of the American Center for Law and Justice, are in the minority. But go outside of Washington's Beltway and you find a very different picture.
He has delivered me.
First Baptist Church of Orlando draws some 7,000 people a weekend. This conservative megachurch sits on 150 acres. Its Mauve Auditorium holds 5,000 people. When the president nominated Harriet Myers for the court 2 weeks ago, Pastor Jim Henry knew as little about her as anyone else. But the more he read, he said, the more he liked. As he told his congregation last week, Harriet Myers is a born-again Christian. She taught Sunday school. She worked in missions. She gave 10% to 12% of her earnings to her evangelical church.
Now, I didn't know much about Harriet Myers, but I have a sense that woman's going to be a great judge because she's got her priorities right.
After the service, the thousands of congregants pour out of the auditorium into the sun-splashed lobby of the church. Clarence Hines is here with his wife, Pat. Asked about the nomination, he says President Bush's track record speaks for itself.
Well, I think Bush has made so many good choices that we have to trust him and his judgment, and I think he's probably made a good decision.
Debbie Johnson sings professionally. She agrees and says her reasons are religious.
I think he's proven to us as a leader and as a believer that he makes choices for the right reasons.
For worshipers like Jed Price, Harriet Myers is an antidote to what he sees as the secular drift of the country.
It's pretty cool that somebody on that court's going to be having that belief. And part of the reason why I think that is because it's just so long that Christianity has been taken out of the courts, out of the school systems, and I'm hoping this is a step to rectify that.
Asked about the opposition to the Myers nomination, Audrey McKee sees spiritual warfare.
I think that she is a wonderful person, and I just think that when opposition comes, it's a lot of times it's just the work of the devil.
Like many others, Art Bolu says he would like to know more about Myers' background, but he says you can't have it all.
I would have been happy to have somebody who is more practiced in constitutional law and an evangelical Christian. That would have been the best of both worlds. But if I had to pick one, I think I'd rather pick somebody who's an evangelical rather than somebody practiced in constitutional law and is totally secular.
Bolu says when an adult makes a conscious decision to convert to evangelical Christianity, as Myers did, her worldview changes dramatically. He believes if she is confirmed, Myers will take a strict biblical view on hot-button social issues.
Because there will be issues that will come before the court that are serious, such as cloning, for example. If you have a Christian worldview, like I believe she does, then it's going to help direct your thinking on thorny issues.
The only strong voice of reservation I found at this Southern Baptist church came from an attorney, Michael Hammond. Hammond echoes the complaints of Washington activists who say they've fought the good fight for President Bush and now feel cheated. He says conservatives have been disappointed time and again with Justices Kennedy, Souter, and even O'Connor, and Harriet Myers may be another missed opportunity. Doesn't it matter that she's an evangelical?
As an evangelical believer, I say, praise God that she has reached that conclusion.
But, he says,
simply because a person is an evangelical believer doesn't qualify them for a position of public trust. There are any number of evangelical believers who might believe just as I do concerning the person and work of Jesus Christ, but have a different view of what the Constitution is or ought to say.
It is this dichotomy, Christian worldview or judicial philosophy, that is splitting the treetops from the grassroots, the activist leaders from the faithful in the pews. According to a poll by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, 43% of white evangelicals feel that Harriet Myers should be confirmed, 10% more than the public as a whole. The evangelical ambivalence reflects the fact that nearly half say they don't know enough to form an opinion. By contrast, religious activists have a strong opinion because they've had the U.S. Supreme Court in their crosshairs for years. John Green, a senior fellow at the Pew Forum, says a survey last year examined the views of activists as distinct from ordinary churchgoers. Green says it found that activists singled out the U.S. Supreme Court as the number one threat to Christian values. And while the majority of rank-and-file evangelicals say the Supreme Court is doing a good job, only 8% of activists do.
The fact that these activists among social conservatives regard the courts as performing poorly helps explain the reaction to Harriet Myers, because to these individuals, it's very important to change the court, to get individuals on the court who will alter the direction fundamentally.
Now the question is, which view will prevail? Activist groups are trying to drum up opposition to Harriet Myers and force her to withdraw. But many ordinary evangelicals say Myers is the best hope for putting one of their own on the court. As one megachurch pastor in Kansas said, Republican senators who vote against Harriet Myers do so at their political peril. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.